This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got back from Chicago. Wanted to say thank you to our friend Dave Davenmeyer. We call him Coach Dave, second to none. He's a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving himself. With that said, you hear what's going on again today. We got another school shooting. And they're going to highlight this like crazy, as usual. But also keep in mind, this school shooting's taking place in another gun-free zone. As you well know, in certain states, superintendents and principals have gathered together and said, we need to remedy the problem in case some kid comes into our school with a gun and wants to shoot other students or teachers. Well, they got a big bucket of rocks at the front door now. This is the mindset that you're dealing with. And it's also interesting to note, folks, back in the 50s and that which preceded the 50s in this country, there was gun courses in public schools. What's changed here is the mindset of the American people. What's changed here is the American people in the 60s decided to allow the federal government to illegally indoctrinate their children. And now they're doing that with a global initiative through International Baccalaureate. And they're trying to teach people the best way to deal with all of this is to simply disarm. And this is craziness. It really is. And I've talked about this so many times, friends. But again, it needs to be covered because we're dealing with it once again today. We need armed teachers is what we need. We need students that are educated and not indoctrinated to work against their own freedoms. And again, this is what's happened in our country since the 60s because the American people have allowed the federal government to violate the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, keep in mind, again, for all of you Reaganites, that it was William Hansen that said, he was the Secretary of Education under that of Ronald Reagan, who said, back in the 80s, mind you, he said, the longer kids stay in schools, the stupider they get. Well, that's all by design. And, of course, they need that. Now, if we take that to what we're dealing with today, it reminds me of what Abraham Lincoln said when he said, the philosophy taught in the schoolroom or the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And it's exactly right. When we go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, we have former congressmen. He is blowing the horn, telling the American people, just like myself, Republicans and Democrats teaming up for federal gun confiscation bill. Now, over and over and over again, America, I have shared with you that we are ruled by law, not by party. The two-party system is unconstitutional. It has been since the very inception of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But again, here we have it. Republicans and Democrats are teaming up for federal gun confiscation. I just shared with you a couple days ago, America, that either you're going to deal with corrupt politicians and not just ask for their resignation after they attempt to strip you of your Second Amendment God-given rights, but to actually bring forth Article 2, Section 4, and not only impeach them, but also indict them for their violation against the very oath that they themselves swore to uphold. When is this going to begin to happen? When is this going to begin to happen? Because it's up to you, America. It's not up to Donald Trump. It's not up to Hillary Clinton. It's up to you, the people, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, starting with your government. And keep in mind, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, putting it into perspective for the ignorant that may be listening right now. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men and the women that pervert the Constitution, and an attempt to pervert the Constitution is exactly what they have been busy doing year after year since the 70s in this country. The new generation doesn't know any difference. They're being taught in public schools that guns are bad. And if they'd use a little common sense, for the most part, they would see guns are good if they are used lawfully. Period. In an email Tuesday night, former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul released an ominous statement claiming that a source that they have in the Senate revealed that Democrats are teaming up with Republicans. Let's just call them for what they are. Revealed that criminals that call themselves politicians to push through a massive gun control bill. I also want you to pay attention to this, and I'm going to go back on this during the second and third segments. I want you to know and notice what's happening under Donald Trump's administration while the people are sleeping. Now, the Tea Parties across the country, friends, are dormant. They took the bait. Okay? Notice what's happening in your country under the brand new administration that we're told that so many people love. The attacks have increased. The shootings have increased. I'm not blaming the administration, but isn't it interesting how these are all being highlighted? Isn't it interesting to find out, and I'll get to the second segment, isn't it interesting to see what happened when they were marching for their lives under that alleged shooting in Florida? I'm going to highlight that in just a couple of moments concerning the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. That was all diversion. That was all smoke and mirrors, America, to get your eyes off of what was really going on. And what was really going on was this administration, during the March for Our Lives march in Washington, D.C., which was packed with more older people than it was younger people, mysteriously, behind closed doors, a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security, while avowing funds to America's enemies both without and within, was signed by none other than Donald Trump. That very weekend, friends, don't play the stooge any longer as to what's going on here. Going back to this, friends, former congressmen, Republicans, and Democrats, criminals, teaming up for federal gun confiscation bill. According to the source, Paul explained Senator Marco Rubio, you know, the good guy in Florida, how the media attempts to put him up? And Lindsey Graham, this loose cannon out in South Carolina, they're teaming up with Dianne Feinstein in California to ram through one of the worst nationwide gun confiscation schemes ever devised. And by the way they pass this, friends, is talking and throwing on the people an emotional plea about how they need to protect the kids, when in fact they're the ones that are sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, even overlooking the dissecting of murdered babies in the womb and selling their body parts online. That's exactly what they're doing. And yes, I'm talking about the United States of America. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean double E. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, whatever you want to put in there, it'll pull it up. As well as, if you'd like to give us a call at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Shut the television off, friends. And I'm talking about the CIA-controlled media. It's all the same. I mean, my goodness. It's all the same stuff, day after day after day after day. There's nothing new under the sun. I mean, they only have reprobate, carnal, lascivious garbage to spew out. It's like, think of something new. People are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired when you look at the reports, and it's all negative. It's all negative. If you want to stop the negative news, America, then begin to learn to magnify the law against the crime rather than the crime against the law, the way that they have been attempting to teach the up-and-coming generations for the last six decades. Begin to learn to magnify the law against the crime. Not the crime against the law. That's the way the good guy wins. You've heard the modern day Psalm 23, haven't you? The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me into the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me. in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with consumerism and humanism. My coveting runneth over. Yeah, surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Keep in mind, James 4:4 also says, friendship with the world is enmity with God, and he called you adulterers and adulteresses. And when you read 2 Corinthians 6, he also talks about coming out from among them, being separate. I mean, it's time that we begin to save the church in purity, friends, so we can understand what real peace is. And the way that we do that is, again, listen to the commands, not suggestions. Be holy as I am holy is not a suggestion. It's a commandment and a lifetime process of sanctification. With that said, I'm highlighting right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Former congressmen, Republicans and Democrats teaming up for federal gun confiscation bill. Wow. There's been a lot of people duped by the Pauls, too, hasn't there been? Yeah, sure has. According to the source, Paul explained Senators Mark Rubio from Florida and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina are teaming up with Dianne Feinstein of California to ram through one of the worst nationwide gun confiscation schemes ever devised. America, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse until you send the message. Period. The gun confiscation bill, according to Paul, is designed to disarm Americans without any due process. Oh, and by the way, just for the record, and this is factual, remember after the alleged shooting in their state of Florida, wasn't it interesting to note, and he knew he made a mistake when he said it, but in his confusion, he blurted out the truth. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. Remember, Donald Trump said, disarm them first, due process second. Yep. And of course he knew after he said it, he shouldn't have said it, but he said it. That's a fact. The gun confiscation bill, as it's called, according to Paul, is designed to disarm Americans without any due process. The senators are using the recent tragic shooting in Texas as the impetus behind the law, in spite of the fact that this law would not have prevented the shooting at all. Of course not. What would have prevented the shooting would have been another individual that was there armed to stop the shooter. And by the way, there's been several of these that have taken place that have prevented massacres on school campuses because of armed guards. And, of course, the CIA-controlled media is not going to report that. Again, use some common sense. See, they don't want anything to feed in to the people and their rights. They want everything to feed their narrative to disarm the American people. And again, let me remind you, friends, there is no in-betweenites here. Let me go back to the first president of the United States. He said, George Washington did, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains all evil interference. Yes, it does. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Also, read Luke 11:21 when you get a moment. And also keep in mind in the book of Samuel, friends, the children of Israel were controlled by the Philistines who were armed while the children of Israel weren't armed. Keep that in mind. But also keep in mind what the Spirit of God did through those disarmed individuals when they were in a place of redemption with the most holy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, I'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. Furthermore, did you just see recently, it was in a foreign country. I'm guessing it was in Brazil. Okay? I'm almost positive it was Brazil. I just seen it in passing. Forgive me. But it was a man. School was just let out. So there's a bunch of women and children coming outside of the door. And all of a sudden, you've seen in the camera an individual get out of a car real quick-like. And all of a sudden he walks right in front of his own car, and then he pulls up his firearm and he aims it at the women and the children. Little did he know that there was an off-duty female police officer on the scene. And what was quite interesting to note, friends, is this woman didn't even think twice. Boy, oh boy. If we could get some men to act like that in this country in a righteous sense, I'll tell you what, it would all be over with corruption in this country in a week. And God bless those that are doing their job in this country. She pulls her handgun out and she shoots him down. He lays on the ground after his gun drops. He had no expectation of anybody shooting back at him. He was just all confident about what he was doing and what he was going to do. Aims the gun flippantly at the wives and the children and wants their purses. Within seconds, the off-duty female police officer pulls out her gun, shoots him two or three times, drops him like a bag of potatoes. Well, he lays on the ground, rolls back and forth, pleading for mercy. When 5 seconds, 10 seconds prior to that, he wasn't thinking of mercy. He was thinking about violating innocent people that were, at that point, hoping for mercy. Let me tell you this, justice was done just like that. Judge, jury, and executioner. And rightly so. And she was hailed for it. But you know what the, I believe it was a prime minister in that country said? The shooter died. The one that was waving his gun at the women and the children. He died. You know what that prime minister did? I was sad to see that he died. Are you kidding me? America, how long are you going to put up with this reprobate, backwards, upside-down mentality? They have more mercy for the criminal than they do for the victims. And this is going to go on in this country again until America, you say enough is enough. Until you say enough is enough. As the Free Thought Project has previously reported, some states have already begun implementing laws like this one. Using mass shootings as their ammunition, states have enacted red flag or risk protection laws, which allow police to confiscate a person's weapon before they are ever given a chance to defend themselves. Folks, you're in it now. America, you're in it now. They're passing laws to disarm the American people without them even having the opportunity to first defend themselves. That is un-American, that is unconstitutional, and who's doing it? The outlaws.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-5000. 615-345-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, and you see this every single time this takes place, after the shooting in Texas, I'm going back and forth here, friends. Texas governor says the problem is not guns, it is hearts without God. Yep, you'll see a politician advocate for the rights of the people, and then you'll see a politician on another side or another state of the United States condemn our laws. We're talking about former congressmen, Republicans and Democrats are teaming up for federal gun confiscation bill. You know, it's interesting to note again on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's an article written, School Shooting Santa Fe. They censored prayer first. But I want you to remember something, America, the responsible party. Who is they? That's a question mark I have for you. Who is they when we're told they censored prayer first? Because Americans never lost the right to pray in public schools. You've never lost the right. Maybe that's why Rob Boston won't come on the radio show with us, or these other atheistic organizations that won't get on the air with us because they don't want us to simply recite what the Constitution says. See, this radio show is non-negotiable. We're not here to debate away our God-given rights because we see those that fought blood and died to give us what we have today. First, starting with the Son of God, the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ. And those that are 6 feet under the ground in Arlington, in Veteran Memorial, all over the country, we see that they weren't partial in what they were doing. No, they were fighting and magnifying the laws against those that meant to take away our freedoms. They meant what they said. It's time for Americans to live for what they died for and begin to mean what you say as well. It's also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, line upon line, precept upon precept. Leaked emails, Obama's White House used emotional propaganda to push for gun control. I said that the day he acted like a little baby. And that's exactly what he was doing, was acting. Here's the guy doing a press. He had a press meeting in the White House. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. It. Foreign criminal. Total plant. Usurper. Tyrant. Wannabe. Dictator. After the Sandy Hook, that alleged school shooting, there's no evidence to know otherwise now, because it's all been mowed over. People died mysteriously around that whole deal, too. But interestingly enough, do you remember when he got on television and started to play the emotional games with the American people and how we need to protect our children? You know, I hope people didn't forget that this is the same guy, this criminal, that sat for 143 days to be exact as a U.S. senator somehow over that of Alan Keyes, mysteriously was placed in the place of Alan Keyes. Watching that debate was like watching a college graduate spanking a little third grader who wasn't getting his way. And yet, somehow Obama wins the state Senate. Well, what I'm trying to point out here, friends, is the fact that out of those 143 days that he was in the Illinois Senate before he mysteriously became the President of the United States of America, it takes about $250 million to get to the White House, friends. And remember what he said to you all the way to the People's White House, everything you wanted to hear. Out of the 143 days that that criminal was in the Senate seat in Illinois, he voted over 242 times to make sure babies were killed in the womb. Also keep in mind that abortion and the abortion industry is aimed at the black and the Hispanic populations. If the white guy gets in there, the white kids get in there, that's fine too. But that's who it's aimed at. Who better to use as a minister to destroy his own race? Well, that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama did. Now he's being rewarded for it after his violation and transgressions over 1,180 times. Now he's given his own television show on Netflix, which won't be watched. I remember when they came out with a movie with Barack and Michelle. We were in a store. I had to take a picture of it because I didn't want people thinking I was embellishing the fact that nobody was buying his garbage. Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is nobody was buying the movie. It's also interesting to note that you'll talk to the average Joe in America that wasn't buying his propaganda, yet they let him stay there to do it and destroy this country. And now they're just taking terms with another administration while the agenda, same agenda, goes forward. Oh, did you know, not only did he vote 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb, but he also voted two times to make sure that there would be a second doctor in the abortion clinics to make sure that if a baby came out, it wouldn't have a chance. That second doctor was to make sure that the baby was snuffed out. That's a fact. It's amazing. The circus of politics. The circus of politics. That's all it is. I want to go back to this because I want you to hear carefully. In spite of what officials and the media claim, when a person is stripped of their constitutional rights, albeit temporarily, without being given the chance to make their own case based on what can be entirely arbitrary, and the accusations, is the removal of due process. In other words, you're guilty if they say so. That's innocent until proven guilty. And you, by the way, the media has been setting this precedent in this country for years. If they don't like you, you're guilty of what they say. And they'll use the word allegedly to indemnify themselves against you. Criminals. I mean, you want to change your country, folks, first deal with yourself. Acts 20, verse 21. Then deal with the churches and government. And then once that's straightened out, the media's done with. Period. There ain't no such thing as journalism in this country anymore when it comes to the state-controlled media. Zero. Ron Paul explains this removal of due process could soon be a federal law. No, it cannot. First of all, you have rights, not privileges. And here Ron Paul is advocating an untruth. And this is what I'm talking about, Ron Paul and his son. It's amazing how they just sit in position to tell the American people everything that's going on. But for some reason or another, they're reelected over and over and over again. Huh, that's funny how that works. This removal of due process could soon be a federal law. First of all, keep in mind, the state created the federal government. The federal government is a creature of the states. Not the states, a creature of the federal government. Keep that in mind. And under so-called red flag or risk protection orders, anti-gun family members, neighbors, or associates could have your guns taken away based on mere accusations without any real due process or trial. To their own demise. In secret court proceedings, whoa! In secret, is this Nazi Germany? Sure looks a lot like it. In a secret court proceeding where only your accuser is present, judges could determine that you pose a significant danger to someone, including yourselves. By the way, again, this all happening under Donald Trump, friends. The enemy sows tares while men sleep. And it's exactly what's happening today. In secret court proceedings where your accuser is present, judges could determine, I'm curious to know how that happens constitutionally. It's not happening constitutionally. It's happening with the approval and the approbation of Americans who don't put a stop to this. Because it's illegal. And by the way, they know it's illegal. If it wasn't, then why is it a secret court proceeding? And I had Tony Kern from Arizona, the representative, telling you the very things we're talking about today, over a month and a half ago, talking about the same things. Imagine your surprise when a heavily armed SWAT team arrives to seize your lawfully owned firearms. It would then cost you tens of thousands of dollars in court costs and weeks or even months to try and convince the court that they made a mistake. Excuse me. This is so far off the scope of authority that our forefathers intended to give government. They're so far out of their delegated authorities. Did you give them delegated authorities to do this, America? Nope, they're doing this without your approval. So then where did they receive that delegated authority? It's un-American. So where did they receive it from? How can they do it? It's un-American. It's unlawful, America. See, we need to dissect what's being said here because much of it is not true. In the sense of what they can do and what they can't do. They don't have the law on their side to do it. You know, it's also interesting to note that our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those that were doing the hunting. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Namely, back then, the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and assure all other rights given unto us by our Creator. And I also want you to know, just yesterday, I was in the Chicago area, and I had an individual tell me that there's a local sheriff out there because they're talking about disarming the citizens without due process. And this sheriff stood up and said, I don't want to go disarm my citizens. Isn't it interesting that tyrants will have our sheriffs do it to his own people. No, if they want to disarm the American people, then let the tyrants do it. You all the well know that they won't do it. They want their own people doing it to their own people. And that's what we need to do when it comes to thinking about putting our caps on.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertycom bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know, you have us as the number two radio show right now out of 82 other radio shows across the country. And over, well, we're hooked up to about 100, give or take 100 affiliates across the United States of America. And we're also broadcasting into 53 countries. So thank you very much for your listenership. I would love to hear more from you. And again, I think where people get kind of caught up here is, with phone calls, is we're not debating, but there's much you can bring to the table by adding too. And if you want to contend, that's up to you too as well. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about former Congressman Ron Paul, Republicans and Democrats teaming up for federal gun confiscation, which only furthers my point. There's no difference. Both sides of them are riddled with criminals. And that's what they are. What makes a criminal, friends, is when they violate the law. That's 1 John 3:4. What makes them outlaws is when they operate on the behalf of special interest groups rather than on behalf of the people that they promised that they would represent. And the way that they represent us is according to the delegated authority that we gave to them. There's 270 million gun owners in this country. Are you suggesting to me for one moment that 270 million gun owners are delegating authority to their representatives to attack their God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Absolutely not. So then where is this coming from? It's not coming from within, it's coming from without. It's coming from without. And they're using those politicians to do the biddings for them. That's how they go in when they're broke, you know, those that represent we the people. Isn't it interesting how they go in broke and then they come out rich? It's because they are no longer working for you. And if they're not doing that, you don't have to let them run out their tenure. If it's 2 years, 4 years, or 6 years, if they violate the Constitution in the smallest jot or tittle, you remove them right then and there. You don't wait for them to continue on down the road of destroying we the people. That's ridiculous. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible, of course. The Bible in which they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government of the people. And again, here is the purpose of government. To restrain men from sin. Restrain men from committing crime. To make reference between right and wrong in reference to God's moral law. Exodus 18:21. And, friends, the third reason and purpose of government is to keep order, to maintain order. And just the exact opposite is what we see on a daily basis in this country. So it's not American government. And you can also read Psalm 9:17 when you get a moment. The Lord said He'd turn this nation into hell concerning those that forgot Him. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today. Hey folks, there's only right and there's only wrong. Did you ever think about that? I mean, when you talk about the left and the right, and you know how I always say, if the people were doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Well, that's true. But folks, there's a group of people that are right, and there's a group of people that are wrong. There's a group of people that are abiding by the law, and there's a group of people that are not. And if the people that are not abiding by the law, the people that are abiding by the law are to deal with those criminals. And that's what you're dealing with. And see, they want to break this up into 15 different pieces, friends. There's only right and there's only wrong. And if you act right, guess what? You are right. But what we're talking about right now is politicians acting as outlaws, criminals. Now, let me be clear on this. No one is advocating for people determined to be mentally unfit. That's what the judges will do, by the way, to possess firearms. However, they need to be determined to be mentally unfit before they lose their right. This is what's going on with this. All this, handing over to psychologists and psychiatrists and to the pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry. Well, let the doctor determine. No. No. Hey, folks, a reprobate is going to determine a spiritual man mentally ill. Why? Because he himself doesn't have the spirit to discern right and wrong. You know, you don't let them crucify the truth because everybody thinks that's best for those that are, best for those concerning the topic or the person in which you're dealing with. That's baloney. I want to say to those who may be in favor of such laws, consider the following. There is no way to stop an estranged spouse from calling police repeatedly and telling them their ex is threatening to cause harm to others. Well, the man in Florida had his guns taken from him psychologically unfit for being psychologically unfit. The man in Seattle simply open carried a pistol and looked out of a window, and his guns were taken because his neighbors thought it was strange. That's how they're disarming people. Anyone, anytime, now has the ability to claim someone else is a threat and have police take their guns. One does not need to delve into the multiple what-if scenarios to see what sort of ominous implications arise from such a practice. And what's more, police in some states now have the power to deem you a threat at any time and legally disarm you. What happened to due process? Ooh, this is dangerous, America. You're going into a police state by tolerating this. Keep in mind what administration is in place right now. Okay? Also keep in mind, this administration Barack Hussein Obama what he dared not do, this administration has done. And it's already gotten a gun manufacturer put out of business under this new administration. I continuously blow that trumpet to wake the American people up. Ron Paul explains this is entirely unconstitutional. I didn't need Ron to tell me that, with all due respect. The words of the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution are easy to grasp. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. These aren't footnotes. There are no sentences that follow which start with the word unless or however. The right to defend your life and property shall not be infringed by government, period, period, period. Oh, and I'm sure there's people out there that'll say it's a conspiracy theorist that's sitting there and promulgating this kind of information to you. Well, just ask the people that have been disarmed if it's a theory. They always want to minimize what they're really doing. And it's exactly where we're at today. I was making a point earlier about how in Chicago area, in Illinois there, they're trying to pass legislation to strip the people of their right to bear arms. The sheriff stood up and said, I don't want to disarm them. Nope. They're going to use those that will be used to disarm people. And I can tell you right now, America, it's not going to be good. If the tyrant, listen to me, America, if tyrants want you disarmed, let them disarm you. Not our friends and our neighbors. If people would think things through, history wouldn't be repeated. You know, it reminds me of what Henry Kissinger said of our military. He said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as pawns for foreign policy. As pawns for foreign policy. And it's the same thing tyrants will do to you, sheriffs. They'll use you for their biddings. They don't care if you lose your life. They don't care about our young men in military. I just told you that's what Henry Kissinger said. But you can see that's the repeat performance. And it's also interesting to note that when they call for such things, it's not their children doing it, friends. They don't want their kids to sacrifice themselves in the service of their freedoms. No, let it be someone else's. And that's a politician right there. A politician will be willing for you to lay down your life for his freedoms. And I am so sick and tired of it. It's time for American people to stand up and be strong. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible that they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people. It's the government of the people. Read the preamble to the Constitution. In a righteous country, self-government and self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to lives, liberty, and property of its citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. And again, America, keep in mind, you are the government in this country. Don't lean into one person or one party to do for you what God has commanded you to do. Read Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. By the way, sorry about the sniffles, friends. I'm just getting over this little pollen incident I've been dealing with over the last couple days.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.